Less than 2 hours now before the gavel at the state capitol to gavel in the 2020 legislative session. Let me tell you, I've been through, oh my goodness, four opening days during my 2 terms and 4 years from 2015 through 2019. Just a year. When did I leave? Oh yeah, January of 2019. Yeah, about a year ago. They are exciting. There's a lot of pomp and circumstance on opening day. It's not like in baseball or you have opening day and then you got a game to play, right? After all the introductions and so on and so forth. No, this is the governor will come in and give a state of the state. You'll hear from the lieutenant governor. It'll be joint chambers. The Senate will come down to the hall of the House of Representatives. And, you see your colleagues who maybe you haven't seen in a while on both sides of the aisle. And you talk to your ranking member or the committee chairs. And hey, looking forward. Let me know when the first committee meeting is. You'll have lunch, and then you spend time with your family. There's actually tickets. You got to have tickets. You can't buy the tickets, but you get them. Family and friends that are up in the gallery. And sometimes they can come into the caucus room and have lunch with you. It's a wonderful day. You really kind of get down to business tomorrow. Some committees will meet. Those committees who meet on Tuesdays and Thursdays will meet tomorrow. And then there's other committees that meet on Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays. So they'll be meeting on Friday. But for today, it's a whole lot of pomp and circumstance. Bringing our next guest in is a former colleague of mine, one of the very first friends that I really made up there. He represents Summers and Stafford Springs. We've had him on in the past, and we love having him on. We got to have him on more often now that the session is underway. It's State Representative Kurt Vail. Kurt, what's up, brother? Good morning to you.
Good morning, Jerry. How are you?
Not bad. Nice to hear your voice. Happy opening day.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah, I was listening to that. The first year we got in, I had my mom there, my brother, my 4 kids. It was a big thing. We were all huddled up in there. And the kids, this is the first. My kids are sick of it now. So that pomp and circumstance, they've already seen it all. And they're off at school. And normally they want to come so they can miss a day of school. But it gets a little long. It's an honor. It's pretty neat, but
a little bit
long and boring too. So.
Are you on your way there now?
I am. So, 84 westbound is clear through Vernon. Just to let people know.
Oh, thanks. We got Eddie Schaefer and State Representative Kurt Vail doing our traffic for us. Well, to that point, that's kind of interesting because the first year of my freshman term, you're wide-eyed and you're like, oh my goodness, what did I get myself involved in? And holy cow, do I even belong to be here? Wow, how did I get? I'm a member of the House of Representatives. Holy cow. And it's probably just as much of a big deal for your friends and family who helped you get elected and are proud of you and are there to support you as it is for the individual legislator. But you bring up something interesting, and that is, the longer that you're there, it's like, okay, the less of the pomp and circumstance you really care about, and not only and your family members don't come as often, but also something to consider that this is the short year, this is the short session. Yeah. It's the second of a two-year term, and I think it's a much more grandiose in the first year of a term. Like last year, for example, last year's opening day going into the longer session was a lot more grand than the opening day of shorter session like today.
Well, absolutely. Again, you have a lot of new people coming in because that's the year,
right.
Exactly. 2 months following the election. And, last year we had a new governor, so they had the governor's ball and all that stuff. But, it's a little less grandiose, but it's pretty neat when you sit there in those seats. And I don't have to tell you this. Our desks are from, 1878 or something like that.
Yep.
They have ink wells in them. And when you sit back, it's a beautiful building. When you sit back and you think of, to be a part of that is really a blessing. It can be, you know, as you know, it can be trying at times, you know, getting in there, but it is quite an honor to be part of that.
It is. Know? Yeah. Every time I would go there and just sit at my, not so much the desk in my office in the LOB, but the desk that we have, like you just mentioned, in the hall of the House of Representatives, you're absolutely right. You get a chill just saying, oh my goodness. Look at the people who've sat at this desk, which was, it's the original desks from the mid to late 1800s. And with, like you said, the ink wells are still there. They're just, you know, they're just sitting there. There's no ink in there, obviously. Yep. And the architecture, and you really, you just have to take that all in. And there's no debates today. It's like I said, it's a feel good day. But we know that it's also the very same room that there's a lot of contention. And are you anticipating something, any controversial bills and contention this short legislative session?
I am. Obviously, the toll bill is the first and foremost. You know, that's been the one that's got the most publicity. And it's something that seems the governor is hell-bent on passing through regardless. So, I mean, it's something... You know, it would be nice. I remember, you remember Senator Guglielmo, I'm
sure. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
He was a mentor to me. He was a great guy, served many years. And he always told me, he goes, I hope you have an opportunity one day to serve in good times where everybody's getting along. Uh-huh. And, you know, hopefully that day comes. But unfortunately, I haven't had that opportunity yet. And it looks like, you know, we're going to be at another session where I feel like we'll be playing defense. You know, again, so,
yeah.
You know, you always got to go into it with an optimistic attitude, you know, but I mean, it's kind of like the writing's on the wall, but we'll see what happens.
Well, there's such a political divide nationally that you can understand why, you know, that why you say that, you know, you hope that. Yeah. There will be a lot more unity. And let's face it, you know, you're always playing defense because the Republicans have been in the minority for, my goodness, about 40 years. It seems to be a sad state of the state, you know. What are some, before we go into some of the bills that you may be introducing this session, you're known for really a couple of bills that are pretty interesting. Number one, you had submitted a bill. I know when I was your colleague, when I was served in the House with you, I remember a whaler's license plate that you're the origin. You wrote that bill and it passed, correct?
It did. I have one on my car now. I use that instead of the legislative plate. But it's a little bit of our history. They have a lot of commemorative plates. And, you know, some people, it's, you know, waste of time. It's not a waste of time. There's a big fan base still in Hartford. And also all the proceeds go to help benefit the UConn, or not the UConn, but the Connecticut Children's Hospital.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's a good cause. And, it, you know, if it gives Whalers fans something to hold on to, then why not?
The other bill that you're really well known for, and this run for, you've submitted this a few times, I remember, and it really hasn't gone much, although you really received some national attention, and that is making daylight savings time year-round, correct?
Yeah, that actually passed out of committee last year for the first time. And, yeah, I resubmitted it. In a short session, we can't submit bills directly.
Right.
But we can submit a bill request to the, you know, committee
of
cognizance, and they can decide whether they're going to take it up or not. But
and if
we
they
actually got that out of committee last year.
That's great.
And, no, there's a national movement. And, you know, it's something we talk about. There's a lot of health concerns and so on and so forth. But, yeah, I'll be pursuing that again. I actually put in a bill. I can never get it called. I put in a term limit bill.
Term limits for state legislators?
Years. Yes.
Okay.
Any state office for 12 years. I put in a bill that if we don't pass a budget by the end of the fiscal year, that we don't get paid. I try to put in some things to put a little pressure on ourselves to do our jobs the way we're supposed to be elected to do them. So,
you know,
you can remember from that year we couldn't pass a budget on time and all the municipalities had to wait.
Oh, that was 2018.
And it was, to me, as a rep, I didn't see any sense of urgency to get that done. So we should be able to self-police ourselves. We don't have to pass laws and do the right thing, but unfortunately, that's not always the case.
Yeah, that bill, that budget was 2017. I know, because I was there with you, and all summer long, we were on this short leash. Don't go anywhere. It's this summer. We're out of session. We have every right to be taking vacations with our families. You know, we could be called in any day. We kept on hearing rumors going, oh, I hear we're being called in next week. Crickets, you know. We actually voted on that. We actually voted on the budget. It was like October or November. That was the that was the year of the bipartisan budget, if you remember.
Yeah.
So what do you have?
A Republican budget that a handful of Democrats voted for, which was unprecedented.
Oh, that in the Senate, there were three Democrats that crossed party line and voted for the Republican budget.
I think there were five House members.
Yeah. All right. So what is down the on the pipeline? What do you got? What do you think you'd like to that you're contemplating raising this year? Some bills that maybe you have thinking about proposing.
Yeah, I don't have anything, you know, new. You still work on the stuff
from last year.
You have. I think, like I said, I'm not a big government guy, so too many bills, it's not a thing. But if anything we can do to try to make things better. I'm the ranking member of the Veterans Affairs Committee. I'm going to continue to work on that veteran cemetery issue that we talked about.
Yep.
I resubmited a bill request.
Talk a little bit about that, Kurt. Talk a little bit about that bill, that veteran cemeteries bill.
So, I mean, it's a small amount of money. So the federal government gives Connecticut money every time they're going to, bury a veteran at one of the cemeteries in Connecticut. And then that money gets sent, it's so many per person, and that money gets sent to the state, and it gets put into the general fund. And what I want to do to make sure that every penny of that goes towards the intended purpose is to create a non-lapsing account underneath the Department of Veterans Affairs that would make sure that every penny of that goes to that. So,
nice.
You know, legally, when the money goes in, they put it in the Veterans Affairs budget, so they can say that the money goes in there but it's not. I don't think that money affects how much money goes into the Veterans Affairs budget. That's something I'm going to be working on with the Commissioner of Veterans Affairs and try to get that settled.
That's very nice. That's a great bill. You like your ranking member of veterans. Just hearing that. That's good luck with that. But you're right. You can't put your name on bills. They've got to be committee bills in the short session.
Exactly.
Yeah. But go ahead. You were going to say something else. I'm sorry.
No, go ahead. No, I just see some other bills. You know, I have, in my district, and I know Brad knows a lot about this issue because I've been on him when he was with Dan about the crumbling foundation crisis, out in my neck of the woods, which we've come so far, and we got people, we got a good program. People are getting their houses fixed, but we still have to continue to work on that to make sure that we do it right and that we there's a lot of taxpayer dollars going into that. We want to make sure that all that money's going where it's intended again.
We had State Representative Tom Delnicki on about a week or two ago. A few weeks ago. We had him on a couple of weeks ago to discuss the MDC. But regarding the crumbling foundations, the time before that he was on, probably about a month ago. We got to bring him back on. I think we're going to bring him in the studio.
He's certainly one of the champions for that issue.
Yeah, here he and Senator Derek Slapp out of West Hartford. We want to bring Tom Delnicki in the studio live with us. And maybe even take some calls regarding specifically the crumbling foundations. Listen.
He's a good one, too. He's an entertaining character.
I know. Hey, he and I used to sit next to each other in our second term. He was, oh, my goodness. Thank God, because he lightened the mood in that area of the chamber. You're right. He's so entertaining.
He's always got a smile on his face and always an interesting color combination that he wears with his suit. So definitely stands out in the crowd.
Well, he's a colorful guy,
He is.
There's nothing wrong with going around the entire day with a smile on your face. If more people did that.
Yeah, there's a lot of characters in the House of Representatives.
Hey, listen, Kurt, the fact that you've taken your time out, not only that, but even in this particular hour, the 8 o'clock hour, to join us here on the Talk of Connecticut, means a lot to me, because we know that it's the opening day. So you didn't have to say yes. A lot of people would have just been, oh, boy, wrong day, wrong, definitely wrong time. But you came through for us, and we really appreciate it. Good luck to you.
Problem. Hey, one quick update. There is some slowdown on 84 West going over the Founders Bridge. As I come in. I had to throw it in there.
Hey, man.
I'm in stop and go now, but we're almost there.
If things don't work out for you in the House, you know, if you don't, are you running for re-election, by the way?
I am.
Good. Well, we wish you luck with that. If things don't work out well, you know, there might be a position for you. I think Eddie Schaefer could use some help, you know. I don't know.
Absolutely.
Yeah, although Eddie does a great job, but, you know, hey, we can never have too many good talent. Thanks all so right. much. Have a best of luck to you this session. And by the way, we got to talk more often. We look forward to having you back on.
Absolutely.